California, 19-year-old accused of fatally stabbing elderly artist had homicidal fantasies. By Amy Furr on July 26, 2026. A 73-year-old artist was brutally stabbed to death outside a mall in Capitola, California, on Monday in broad daylight. The victim, Rachel Summers, managed an art gallery inside the Capitola Mall and was a stranger to the suspect, 19-year-old Tyler LaBelt, the Los Angeles Times reported Thursday. The violent incident happened a few minutes before 1 p.m. Our hearts remain with Rachel's family, friends, and all those affected by this tragic and senseless act of violence, the Capitola Police Department said in a social media post Tuesday. Based on the investigation, detectives continue to believe this was a random act of violence, and there is no indication that the suspect knew the victim prior to the attack, the agency continued. The Capitola Police Department is working closely with the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office Forensic Services Unit, the Santa Cruz County District Attorney's Office and the Santa Cruz Anti-Crime Team to process the scene and continue the investigation. Summers was reportedly on her way to a bank to make a deposit when she was targeted, per KSBW. The outlet said prosecutors sought a no-bail hold on the suspect. The report cited court documents that said when LaBelt was arrested, he indicated that he had had homicidal fantasies for a while and that he had previously disclosed these fantasies, but he kept getting let out of custody. He also said he felt a desire to kill someone and eventually took a bus to the mall. He went into a sporting goods store and reportedly bought a pair of switchblade knives, saying he wanted to be able to hold them in both hands while he was killing a person. The suspect reportedly considered killing several other people in the area until he saw Summers, whom he approached from behind. The court document says Summers was stabbed a total of 11 times in the back and center chest, and suffered defensive stab wounds, the KSBW report stated. The suspect fled the scene and eventually went to a gas station, bought a drink, and called police officers about what had happened. The suspect also reportedly confessed to murdering Summers. In November of last year, Judge Nancy De La Pena issued an emergency gun violence restraining order at the request of Santa Cruz County Sheriff's deputies, who stated that LaBelt expressed a desire to cause a mass casualty event. The order further stated that LaBelt wrote a goodbye letter expressing a desire to kill as many people as possible, the KSBW report noted. Per the Times, LaBelt has been charged with murder and several sentencing enhancements, including use of a deadly weapon and killing while lying in wait. The art gallery where Summers worked was closed for several days after the tragic loss. The elderly woman was a beloved member of the community who recently became a grandmother. A GoFundMe has been created to support her grandson's future education. Rachel was a loving and devoted grandmother, mom, and friend who loved her community. She dreamt of a bright future for her grandchild and hoped to see him pursue his education, the page read.